We're going to turn now to Massachusetts, where another Democratic congressman is causing a stir, but it's not over the Iraq war. It's over Venezuelan oil. Congressman William Delahunt has brokered a deal with the government of Venezuela's President Hugo Chavez to provide discounted home heating oil to low-income families in Massachusetts. Citgo, which is a U.S. subsidiary of the Venezuelan National Oil Company, will begin shipping 12 million gallons of oil to the Bay State. Boston Globe reporter Raja Mishra joins us from his office to tell us more. Welcome to the program.
Oh, glad to be here.
How did the congressman manage to arrange this deal?
Well, he had a meeting. He's been active in Latin American affairs for some time now. And he had a meeting with President Chavez recently in which this issue by and by came up. And apparently, my understanding is that President Chavez made the offer and then Congressman Delahunt accepted.
Really? And what does the president of Venezuela get out of this?
You know, that's a good question. It's not clear. I mean, we know that he's had a history of sort of kind of tweaking the Bush administration using oil, donations as a tool for that. But, you know, on the other hand, you know, the Citgo is foregoing some profit in order to do this. So there is actually some clear benefit that's being delivered to the folks here in Massachusetts. So I don't know. I'm not certain what the advantage is.
Describe the event today in Quincy.
Well, I mean, it was interesting. I mean, you had Joe Kennedy, you know, former congressman, son of Robert Kennedy, who's now running Citizens Energy, which is a low-income energy provider here in New England. He pulls up in a truck, in an oil truck. You know, he's driving. He pulls up and he gets out, and all the congressmen don utility gloves, and they haul out a gas line and hook it up to this woman's house and sort of symbolically make her the first to benefit from this program. So it was an interesting little event for the cameras.
What does this say, though? I mean, the fact that the congressman seems to have been able to end run the federal government and the State Department to broker a deal with a foreign government.
I'm not sure what it says other than that, you know, there's clearly a need here given, where gas prices are going and given, you know, how the winters are here in general. With federal fuel assistance cut and, you know, folks running through their supplies fairly readily through the course of a winter, the demand was here. So it seems like the congressman was able to, you know, help some folks out. Politically, what it means, I'm not quite sure about that.
You know, anyone who's been to a Red Sox game at Fenway Park sees that giant Citgo sign
right. That
looms over it. I mean, do you think people are aware that Citgo is not an American company, but it's owned by Venezuela?
Yeah, no, absolutely not. I mean, that's an iconic landmark here in Boston. And, I think the vast majority of people have no idea that it's connected to Venezuela and to Chavez at the moment. So, he essentially sets the policy for the company.
Do you think this can set a precedent? I mean, can you imagine, say, a congressman from Minnesota brokering a deal with Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. At the press conference, there was some grumbling that, you know, Venezuela, I mean, there, you know, in response to criticism of brokering a deal with Venezuela, the congressman said, well, none of the other oil, you know, major oil producers have stepped up in this way. So there is a sense that it's not likely going to happen, but, you know, it's possible that maybe publicity around this agreement and any goodwill it, you know, generates towards Venezuela might give folks in, you know, Saudi Arabia an idea. I don't know, but, I mean, there's no real precedent for this. I'm not sure where it goes from here.
Well, what's your sense about how the people of Massachusetts are reacting to this?
Well, I mean, it's a little early to say because, the news is sort of unspooled this week, but, whatever qualms folks have with Venezuela, I mean, the heating oil issue is a real serious one here, and it's one that, you know, people can really relate to given our cold winters, and, so I think at least they think it's a pretty interesting arrangement, although I'm sure some folks will, you know, take issue with dealing with Chavez, but, you know, it remains to be seen, really.
As far as you know, is the deal just for this winter?
Yes, it's just for this winter. It's about 12 million gallons of heating oil, which will help about, it's going to be divvied up between institutions and homes, but it should help roughly 40,000 households get extra oil, low-income households get extra oil, and then 3 million gallons will be reserved for institutions such as hospitals, schools, et cetera, that serve low-income constituencies.
And briefly, who decides who gets the oil?
Well, basically, you have to qualify for federal fuel assistance. So when your fuel assistance runs out, then you would be able to tap into this. And it's being administered here locally by Citizens Energy, which is Joe Kennedy's outfit, as well as Massachusetts Energy, which is going to deal with some of the institutions. But basically, it's the federal fuel assistance threshold, which is 200% of poverty, the poverty line.
Raja Mishra is a reporter for the Boston Globe, and he spoke to us from his office there. Thanks a lot for your time.
Oh, my pleasure.
And you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.